Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
Today's gospel presents us with the third time that our Lord is revealing himself as truly risen from the dead. And St. Peter, along with a few other apostles and a couple disciples, they decide to go fishing. And you wonder whether they were thinking about returning to their former way of life, or whether they were just out trying to get something to eat. It's not really all that clear. But our Lord appears on the shore and doesn't immediately reveal his identity. And our Lord calls out to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" And so this is really interesting that our Lord addresses them as children. You see, that term underscores the insufficiency of the apostles, of his disciples, their complete dependence upon him. Remember that the apostles, they really didn't understand about our Lord's passion, death, and resurrection. They didn't understand all of the prophecies in the Old Testament until our Lord opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And it's the same thing going on in today's gospel. We see that they go out, even though they've formerly made a career of fishing, they spend the whole night and don't catch a thing. And so it's not until our Lord directs them to cast the net over the right side of the boat that they then gather in 153 fish. So they are completely dependent on our Lord. They are entirely insufficient to themselves. Our Lord said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." And yet he has this plan to make Peter and the other apostles great fishers of men. And so we see that in today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, the great difference that happens once the apostles receive the Spirit of Christ. The Acts of the Apostles says that Peter was filled with the Spirit when he gave his testimony. Now remember, it wasn't long before that Peter trembled at the accusation of a small servant girl. Right? She said, "You were one of them. You were with Jesus of Nazareth. You knew him." And Peter denied it. He was so scared. But here he is before the priests, the captain of the temple guard, and the Sadducees, being threatened with punishment and maybe even death. And instead he boldly proclaims, "There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved. Jesus Christ, the only Savior of the world." And so we see this transformation that takes place because of the Spirit of Christ. And just like the big catch of fish, now he has 5,000 new converts to the faith. He's fulfilling his vocation as a fisher of men. And so all of this is instructive for us, first of all, to acknowledge our own insufficiency. And you know, we could say maybe this is one of the blessings of the coronavirus, right? That we are not sufficient in and of ourselves, right? That we are in a position of need before Almighty God. That's a good thing, that we humble ourselves before God. And if we do so, that means opening ourselves up to receiving grace. So acknowledge our insufficiency. Then we want to place our entire dependence on God in order to understand the scriptures, in order to believe with supernatural faith all of the truths that he has revealed, and also to live the Christian life, the vocation to which our Lord has called us, that we might bear fruit for his glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.